Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Shar Evram Iyun HaParsha series. We are holding Baruch Hashem on Parshas Nasai. There are many mitzvahs in Parshas Nasai, but there is clearly one mitzvah that reigns supreme in this week's Parsha. And in fact, it occupies the spot of taking 10 mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. And if you do the Cheshbon, 10 out of 613 is almost 2%. This one mitzvah is 1.63% of all mitzvahs in the Torah. Of course, that tells us it's something significant. What is the mitzvah? It is the mitzvah of Nezirus. If you look at Mar Maka number 1, the Tanakh and the Rambam are both Maina Nezirus as 10 mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs Aseh and some mitzvahs Leis Aseh. It's Shin Samech Ches until Shin Ayin Zayin. And we have Aseh, Leis Aseh, Yayin, Tuma, Tiglachas, Karbon, Vechule. But one should just be aware, when one learns the Masechta of Nazir and the Nyanim of Nezirus, you should realize how many mitzvahs there are in the mitzvah of Nezirus. Let's jump right into the Lamdis of Nezirus, and we're going to focus on two Nekudas. One, I'll say, is maybe a secondary Nekuda, and one perhaps is the primary Nekuda. And because we're going to be Male Bekoide for Lame Reden, we'll start with the secondary Nekuda just to open our eyes a little bit, and then we'll get into the primary Nekuda, the primary Lamdas in the mitzvah of Nezirus. We know that at the completion of Nezirus, a Nazir brings a Karbon Chatas, a Karbon as a sin offering. And many of the Rishonim and the Achronim are quite bothered. What tate exactly did the Nazir do that he or she now must bring a Karbon at the end of their Nezirus process? If you look at the Rambam in Shmoyne Prakim, in the fourth Perek over there, the Rambam says something fascinating, which he also echoes the sentiment in Hilchas Deis in Gimel Aleph. The Rambam is of the Shita, both in Yad HaChazakah and in Perashat Mishnayos, that the appropriate path for a person is to live as he coins Derech Emtzoi. He should not go to either extreme, not an extreme of Taiva, also not an extreme of Precious. Says the Rambam, V'omnum kavonos alihi yaisa adam tivi heilich b'derech emtzayis. People should go in a natural, normal way. Yaichal mash yesh lelechal b'shivei, v'yishte mash yesh lishtois b'shivei, v'yivo mash emoto lo level b'shivei, v'yishkem bin dinais b'yayshir v'emuna. He should live in a normal country, eat normal things, drink normal things. Don't be an ascetic who lives far off in the monasteries, far off disconnected, eating nothing, sleeping barely drinking. That's not the appropriate mahalach. And says the Rambam, what's my raya? What's the proof? Maybe in fact that is the correct way for a person. Zohaben Aleben, says the Rambam, a pasuk from this week's parsha. It says, by the Nazir v'chifer, alav me'asher thata al ha'nefesh. The Nazir has to have an atonement for the sin that he performed. What sin did he do? V'chiel eze nefesh chata zeh, ele shemona atzim min ha'yayin. V'loi dvorm kal v'chomer, mazet tretzir atzim min ha'yayin tzorach kapora, ha'metzar atzim mikol dover v'dover al achas kam v'kama, referencing the Gemara. Says the Rambam, the reason why he brings a carbon is because he did too much precious. He engaged in too much precious. He should not have refrained from drinking yayin. He should not have engaged in this act of unnecessary holiness, and therefore he brings a karbon chatas to atone for his excessive engagement in precious. A very mechudishtika shitas haramba. It's so mechudishtik that the Ramban, often art over here, right on the spot, takes the exact opposite approach. The Ramban says in Maramoka number 3, we praise this person. He took an opportunity and made himself more holy. He engaged in a high level of precious, Baruch Hashem. And to the extent that he was praiseworthy for engaging in the precious, why does he have to bring a carbon? Because he's now disengaging from that precious. He is now no longer at that high stature. When he was a Nazir, he lived at a very high level. Now he's going back to be a normale mensch, a normal person. That degradation, that decrease in his Kedusha necessitates him, is mechayiv him to bring a carbon. V'tam hasata sheyakrif ha-nozir b'yoyim melois yimei. Nizroi zok de'ehileg ha-ramban. Loinis parish, no one says the reason. Ich zogatam, says the Ramban. V'adar chapshat ki ha-ish hazeh kleite nafshoi b'milois ha-nezirois. He ato nozir miktushosoi v'abodes Hashem. He right now is at a high level of ruchnius. He's in a super heilige madriga. V'roi ha-yoloi sheyazir lo'oilam. He should have always stayed in this madriga. The Yamid Koyam of Nazir Vekadesh Deloikov. So you have two polar opposites, two extremes in the Rishonim, a classic Rambam Ramban Machlaikis. According to the Rambam, you're bringing a Korban Chatos because you engaged in excessive Precious. According to the Ramban, you're bringing a Korban because you're disengaging from the Precious. Mekatze al Katze, from one pole to the other pole. If you look at the Meshech Chachma, Marmoka number 4, the Meshech Chachma has a third mahalach as to why a Nazir, in fact, brings a Karban, Chatos, at the end of his Naziris. Says the Meshech Chachma, a little bit of a different approach, Nishvi the Rambam, Nishvi the Ramban. Inyan HaChatos B'Nazir, the same Kashu, the fee should bito mimenu kama mitzvahs. It's because you took a hiatus from certain mitzvahs, not because of Precious or a lack of Precious or excessive Precious. Just simply, when a person is a Nazir, he can't do certain mitzvahs. Kimoi, tumo lekroivim, shemitzas asei, v'chein kiddush v'avdola al hayayin, v'chule. So you took a break from certain mitzvahs. So it's really like a tshuva for being mevatel all the mitzvahs on the yayin and all the mitzvah of tumas mes. So a third approach. So three mahalchim in the mefarshim. Why is a nazir bringing a karban chatas? Either he engaged in too much precious, he is disengaging from the precious, or because he's mevatel himself from Gevissa Mitzvahs, and that requires an atonement. We'll go from the Karban Chatas to the Iker Kishkas of Nazir. Just as a Hakdama, we know there's Nidarim and there are Shavuos. The basic bread and butter of the Yeshivisha Havona, the Yeshivisha Lamdas, is based upon a Gemara. The Gemara says that Nidarim are Iser Chefza and Shavuos are Iser Gavra. What does that mean? Meaning, when one makes a Neder, the Torah gave him a power to infuse this item, to be meichel on this item, to endow this item with a new iser, even though it's basar that's kosher through the neder and now becomes a basar that is usser. The basar itself now has an iser chefza. A shvuah is just the opposite. It's an iser gavra. A shvuah, for example, somebody says he makes a shvuah, he's not going to eat this piece of meat. The meat is totally kosher. It has all the badats and all the Rabbi Rubin and all the besach sherim in the velp. But he himself made a shvuah that he is not going to engage in this item. So a neder is an iser chefza, it's endowed in the item itself, whereas a shvuah is an iser gavra, the gavra has removed himself from the item. And the Rambam says, just in the Hilchos Nedarim in Hafla, in Perak Aleph, Abad Dvarim Yesh Be Nedarim LeShvuah Bitoy, there's four differences. What the difference between a iser chefza and an iser gavra? So the Rambam gives a bunch of reasons. Two of them, just so we have a basic Havana, is one, can you make a neder or a shvuah to not do a mitzvah? So if the pshat is, it's an iser chefza, it's leil ha-pesach, and you say, this matzah to me is like a davar ha-aser. So now, even though you're not going to be able to eat the matzah, and it's going to lead to a bittel of the mitzvah, the Gemara says that works. The Rambam says that works because you created Isser in the item. Now, punk, you're not able to eat it. But a person cannot make a Shavuah, he's not going to eat matzah on Pesach. So one nafka mita between Chefza and Gavra, between Shavuah and Neder, is Neujin Umashbin al HaMitzvahs. If it's an Isser Chefza, like a Neder, you could make a Neder to Aser a Chefza Shel Mitzvah, and in Mela, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. If it is a shavuah, then you are unable to because ein mashpiyin al ha-mitzvahs. Another nafka mina between chefza and gavra, between neder and shavuah, is on a davar she'ein boi mamish, something that does not exist yet. For example, not to do a certain action. If you learn that it's an iser chefza, so if the chefza is not around right now, so of course you can't aser that item. But if you make an iser of shavuah, it's that I'm not going to do something. So even if the item isn't here right now, but my body now is muzer, is forbidden now from engaging in that act. So two nafka minas between chefza and gavra. One, can it be fal on a davar shel mitzvah? Neder, yes. Shavuah, no. Two, can you be neither on davar she'ein by mamish? Neither you cannot. You can create iser chefza if there's no chefza around. But shvua, yes, you are in fact allowed to. Now you might wonder, why are we talking about nedarim and shvuos in the inyan of parsha of Naziris? We're in the wrong parsha. The answer is because there's a big fat machlekes achronim. How do you understand the iser of Naziris? Is Naziris an iser chefza, or is Naziris an iser gavra? If you look at the Maharival in the Shaiz and Shuvas in Mem Beis in Maramaka number 7, so he says very clearly that the iser of Naziris, they're all isure chefza. When a person is makabel Naziris, what he's doing is he's making the yayin aser to him, he's making the anovim aser to him, he's making the fartsanim aser to him, maybe he's making his hair aser to him, he's making the beis achayim aser to him. What he's doing is he's creating isure chefza. Memela, says the Marival, that's how you understand the inyan of Naziris. V'kan oser ha-chepetz al atzmai, ein machilin le'odam davar ha-oser v'chulei. So that's the reason, that's the havana, that's the understanding of iser Naziris. However, if you look at the Mari Bason brought in the Maharit in Aleph Nodalad, Maramaka number 8, he says very clearly it is not an iser chefza, rather it is an iser gavra. Haraya shehevisha naziris ena iser chefza, kiim iser gavra, shekein nire meseder hamishna bechule. Says the Mari Bason, no, it is not like the Marival, rather it is an iser gavra. The gavra now has taken upon himself a shavua, so to speak, that he's not going to eat any chartzanim, he's not going to eat any anovim, he's not going to drink any wine, he's not going to go to any of the bote chayim. So he has created an iser gavra on himself. So machlekes, the Marival and the Mari Bason, how do we understand Naziris? Is it an iser tefza? Do all of the items of Nazirah have on them an endowed status of iser, like a neder is an iser tefza? Or, like the Mari Bason, no, it's an iser gavra. Every single thing that cannot be done is because the gavra is muzer not to engage in these items. So to say it in the simple lumdis, is Naziris like a neder, or is Naziris like a shvua? That's a machlekes of the gedoyle ha-achreinim. But if you look at the Marit in Maramoka number 9, after he brings the Mari Bason, and he also brings the Marival, he says, nope, I have a third mahalach to understand Naziris. It's nisht in iser gavra, and it's nisht in iser chefza. It's not a neder, and it's not a shvua. It's a whole different beria. It's a whole different yesoid. And the yesoid is a chalais kiddusha. Like Arsameach explains in Maramaka number 10 in Adarm Gimel Gimel, in the same yesoid. Creating a new status on the person. He becomes a nazir. Once somebody is a nazir, that status of being an elevated nazir has certain halakas. Those halakas are he can't drink wine, he can't go to a beis achayim, he can't eat anavim, he can't cut his hair. So it's not like a neder and not like a shvua, not an iser chefza, not an iser gavra. Rather, it's a new status of kedusha. And the Ringer Raya, it's like a koyin. A koyin is endowed with a certain status. That status is mechayev him to do certain things, and it asers him from doing certain things. Not the pshat that a koyin has an iser gavra, an iser chefza, not to go to a beis achayim, and not to be metamed to certain people, and he's allowed to go to certain places. No. His status of kedusha creates certain dinim. So we have three mahalchim in gedoyle ha'achronim, the biggest of the achronim, in understanding the yesod of Naziris. Is it like a neder and it's nisra chefza? Is it like a shvua and it's nisra gavra? Or like the other mahalif? No, it's not a neder, it's not a shvua, it's Naziris. Naziris is not a hybrid, it's a beria bifnei atzma, it's its own creation. And that is a status on the person that he's kal a nazir. Once he's a nazir has certain dinim. So we covered there's 10 mitzvahs in Naziris, covered three reasons why a korban is brought, because he engaged in too much precious, not enough precious, or because he's mevatel certain mitzvahs. We saw nedarim or iser chefza, shua or iser gavra, nafkamina, dabar shel mitzvah, nafkamina aim by mamish, and three mahalchim in the mefarshim. What is the site of Naziris? Is it like a neder in iser chefza? Is it like a shvua in iser gavra? Or it is the third mahalach, it is a chalois kedusha, like a kayin, that's mechayiv all the dinim, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.